Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today on Am I the Jerk, we got a message from... should we change your name? No, Lisa.
Lisa.
I don't know if she changed her name to this or not. I can't remember anymore because we get them, we put them in the pile, and then we read them when we get to them.
And if she was supposed to be Christmas protection,
whatever.
Her name is Lisa, not
sorry, my
Lisa.
Bad. Here's what Lisa wants to know. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her friend that her sister isn't invited to her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on, listen to the whole thing. Am I the jerk for telling my friend her sister can't come? She said, my birthday's next week. I've planned a dinner with some of my friends to celebrate. One of my friends recently dated another friend's sister, and the breakup was very messy.
Oh.
He can't even be in the same room with her, or he'll go into a deep depression for weeks. So he's heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? She said, I'm not really friends with the sister, so I asked my friend if she would please not bring her along for the dinner. Now my friend is mad at me, saying that I'm causing unnecessary drama. Am I the jerk? That's what she wants to know. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her friend she can't bring the sister to the birthday dinner because the sister broke her other friend's heart.
So you're just looking out for the homie.
Yeah, you're going, well, think about it. It's like you're having a birthday dinner and I dated somebody's brother.
Right.
And now you're going, well, do I invite Allie and the brother? Well,
right.
No, you're going to, no.
No, you're
you,
not.
You can't invite, you invite the one you're closer to.
Yep,
don't
exactly.
You think?
Yeah, that's exactly what she's thinking. That's exactly what
but
she's
thinking. But then if it's you, you're going, well, that's my sister. How could you not invite my sister? My sister's more important than him.
Are you friends with the sister, though? I'm friends with you, not necessarily
right.
Your sister.
Well,
you
and if you're friends
your
with both, then I don't know what
and
to tell you.
That's tough. No, when you're friends with both, that's tough. Because then you got to tell homie, you got to buck up, buddy.
Is it unnecessary drama when you try not to put two people in the same room who broke up? And like, you're basically catering to that, or are you saying figure it out and be in the same room? Because I'd be like, no, I'm not. Get him out.
I don't know why she's trying to cater to the friend on her birthday. She wants to be nice and she wants everybody there.
She's people-pleasing.
People-pleasing.
And saying, you all should be in the same room because it's my birthday no matter your problems.
Exactly.
And they're going, nope. Not going to work. Ooh-wee. All right. Is Lisa the jerk for telling her friend that she can't bring her sister to her birthday because she broke a friend's heart?
Sounds so funny out loud,
does,
don't it?
Right? 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Lisa wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her friend that her sister can't come to her birthday because she used to date at one of the guys in the group and they had a really bad breakup. And now he goes into a deep depression if he's in the same room. He can't even be around her.
He gets sad.
He's heartbroken.
He is.
So they're saying, don't bring the sister. We don't need the drama. And her friend's saying, you're just creating unnecessary drama now for not including everyone.
Ugh.
No way, dude.
No.
Well, let's see what the listeners say. Let's see. Nancy's calling in Milwaukee. We'll start with her. Nancy, good morning.
Morning, buenos dias.
Hi, good morning.
Dang. Oh, y'all harmonize
that. The
whole
family.
Hey,
dang.
Good morning, squad.
Which way we going? Jerk or not the jerk for saying...
Not the jerk.
Oh, they didn't even... They
decided.
Know. Done.
They had already debated in the car. Not the jerk.
Definitely not the jerk. I feel like the friend's sister and the friend are actually the ones creating the drama. If I'm inviting you and my friend to a birthday party, you do not need to bring the sister. Like, I feel like the sister wants to go just so she can
see
probably
the
look good, show off to the ex and say, oh, yeah, I'm having fun. I don't care about our breakup. No, she is definitely not the jerk.
You got to protect the guy.
That.
She's being toxic.
Yeah.
She's playing games.
Yes.
Put me in the same room. And
why is she trying to show
toxica.
Up to the
birthday?
La toxica. Yeah, Nancy said it right. La toxica.
Don't ask how I know that. I know because DZ said it about me.
Chill out.
Run the tape back.
I mean, fair. No,
y'all seriously,
funny.
It's true. Okay, so you're saying that the sister coming is causing nothing but problems. I think we all agree
on
that. I hear that.
Yeah,
I didn't think about it like that. But yeah, Nancy, you're not wrong.
All right.
And I feel like the friend will definitely be worried about if the sister comes, what drama will happen. No, she wants to have fun on her birthday. No.
Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, and somebody said if she's not friends with the sister, why would the friend assume her sister's invited? Probably because when you know your friends, you know their family, and they all run together.
Exactly.
That's
why. Especially sisters. Mm-hmm. You know that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like DZ's sister better than DZ sometimes.
I'm not even mad at it because I know it's true.
I'm just kidding.
Run the tape back.
You're not wrong.
And my sister-in-law's, bro. I'm already knowing. I'm pushed out the second they get the chance.
Sisters. Now it's really over for you. Now it's really over. All right. Thanks, Nancy. Have a good day.
Bye, everybody.
Right.
Bye.
Next up, he's always a very passionate man, and we haven't talked to him during Am I the Jerk in a hot minute.
Who?
Ryan in Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia. We call it Calabama.
It's Calabama.
Calabama.
Ryan,
no Caledonia in this world.
I already know that you're going to be very passionate about this. So is Lisa the jerk for saying the sister cannot come to the birthday since she broke the other friend's heart?
Hell to the no.
I love it.
No. The answer is no.
Not the jerk.
No, why would she be a jerk? No. You invite your people that you want there. You don't invite the people that you don't want there.
But then
the
people...
sister wasn't invited. She wasn't invited. Just that simple.
But like we just discussed, Ryan, the people that we invite usually invite who they want to invite.
They think, oh, it's my family. Then, nobody will care.
Right. It's just one. Everybody gets a plus one.
No, I do care because... when it comes down to food and it comes down to beverages, you plan for who you've invited or who's RSVP'd.
Well, and she is
make an RSVP.
She's not friends with the sister. That is what makes this so icky. There is no reason to bring her friend's ex. It's basically inviting all your friends and then going, oh, his ex wants to come as well. No,
the
she's not allowed.
Just sounds like she wants to be a wedding crasher or a party crasher. That's all she wants to be. She doesn't want to be.
End up being a party pooper. That's what she's trying to do.
Well, props to Lisa for trying to protect the friend, at least, so he won't cry the whole dinner.
Touche.
Or go into a deep depression.
Protect the homie.
The dude needs to get over it, though, too. If it didn't work out, it didn't work out. Ah. Time to move on. There's like millions of fish in the sea, so go pick another fish.
We don't know how long ago this was, though. True. It could have been very recent.
Because Ryan's looking at both sides. He's going, well, eventually you got to move on. And you got to be in the same room with her if everybody is disconnected. And this is also, by the way, why you shouldn't date your friend's sister. How about that?
Ooh, that part.
Actually, I'm realizing this all as we're saying it out loud. I'm like, hold on. Here was the real messy part.
The soup in the pot.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's when they got muddy. Ryan ain't wrong.
All right, Ryan. Not the jerk. Thanks for calling.
Not the jerk. No problem. Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday. Happy
There's
Monday.
I'm happy about this Monday. What the hell's wrong with both of you?
He's
happy
trying to bring
Monday?
It up. He's trying
Have
to bring
you
it
looked
up.
Outside?
No, because I'm just listening to Ryan. He said happy, so I think happy.
Olivia's in Sheboygan Falls. Last but not least, Olivia, are you going to bring the broom in?
Ooh, sweeping it?
I am. Yep, I'm bringing the broom. It's a sweep.
Woo! Ooh, not the jerk.
All right, why is she not the jerk? Go on.
First and foremost, the biggest thing, it's her birthday, and she doesn't want unnecessary drama at her birthday dinner, so it's up to her who comes. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. So she's not causing drama. Again, like others said, if anybody's causing drama, it's both sides of the friends by bringing their personal lives into it, but it's her birthday. She gets to do what she wants.
Ah, okay. So it's a clean sweep. It's not the jerk. And what you said is right. And it keeps going back to that it's, you know, somebody's birthday. That it's somebody's birthday. So, I mean, thanks for calling. We appreciate it, Olivia.
You. Thank you for having me. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.